One perhaps other aspect that we could touch upon, if you wish, both on in this project but also in a particular country, is that of your interest for collective networks, I suppose. I talked here perhaps of this idea of mixed communities as an issue. So how do you live with animals? How do you live with the wolf as a dangerous potential predator? But in your project, looking at security in Switzerland, you've collaborated with and you've looked at the role of institutions, organizations that shape our environment. Can you tell us perhaps a little bit how, with the farmers and shepherds, etc., but in with the Swiss border and control with the Dogana, the Center for Studies here in Zurich, I think. How did this collaboration come in, or how do you insert yourself within these networks to represent them as well, or to question them, to explore them?
Mm-hmm. But for me, it's always very important to collaborate with people, different kind of people, creating a network, because first of all, because my work is a lot research-based, so I really do a lot of research before going out and take the pictures. And also because I really need to understand, especially in the case of how to secure a country, I really need to understand how does the system works, for instance, in order to be able to go and even to understand what kind of institution to ask for the assets, no? Because it's so huge as a topic that you really need to know exactly what you want and where to go. So for instance, in this sense, I started to collaborate from the very beginning with the Center for Security Studies here in Zurich at the ETH, there because I needed an understanding on the security system itself. Otherwise, I mean, I remember that when I started to try to do it by myself, I got lost, completely lost, because it was so huge and I couldn't do it by myself. And at the same time, particularly in this project, that was too important for me to create a network, because I wanted to do, as I said at the beginning, I wanted to do it from the inside, in a way. So collaborating with the institution, not like the other way around. So of course you really need to create a network of people that also helps you to get in. It's not just about the scientific kind of work, but it's also like sometimes the access came more officially, sometimes it came even because I met someone that knew someone, my cousin is, blah, blah, blah. So you really need to kind of create. And then another kind of network, let's call it like this, is the network with other professionals that work into your field, in a way. So for instance, the collaboration with Lars, that is bringing his knowledge in order to see how to give a formal to the project in an exhibition space in the book, or I've been collaborating with other kind of experts, for instance, some designer that helped me with my selection in Krakow, or Michel, that now is not here, that he helped me with the technical skill in order to create this. For the chapter about cybersecurity, this real-time infection on a machine. So you know, it's like for me, it's very important to collaborate with many kind, type and kind of professionals in order to try to be more piercing in what I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm not very much this ego, but I really need to say I did this, only me, that's me. For me, it's more like I enjoy to collaborate.